Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get the phone.
Okay, music.
Wallet and Bob will arrive. Music Wallet speaking.
What's that?
Why, yes, sir. We can fix anything that runs on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, the whole Gasoline Alley gang is on hand, just as you find them every day in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, Cruzix and Wilmer take a trip and find themselves in a trap. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. As usual, the garage is a beehive of activity. Rufus, Vic, and Sarge are all busy in the back of the shop. And Cheez-It's partner, Wilmer Bobble, is repairing Doc Avery's auto radio. And Cheez-It's himself is working on Auntie Blossom's washing machine. But now, the door opens for Cheez-It's wife, Nina, and their tiny son, Chipper.
Hi, boys. I brought a visitor.
Nina, darling, what are you doing here at the garage?
Hiya, Nina. Well, Chipper, old pal, old sock.
Chipper, did you come over here to show your daddy how to run things?
He came over because he's been a B.A.B. boy.
Are you speaking about my pal, Chipper, the future heavyweight champion of the world?
What's he been up to, Nina?
My daddy. There's nothing funny about it, young man. Seems it's completely getting out of hand.
No, Daddy, Chipper. What have you done?
There, you see? And it's your fault, Cheez-It.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Nina.
Yes, it is. You remember when you told him to take off your sunglasses?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Well, now all you have to do is mention the word and it snatches off anybody's glasses. This morning it was Aunt Hester's.
He's a fighter like his Uncle Wilmer. Hi, Chipper. You said to him, pull off your glasses and fight, huh?
Please, Wilmer.
All you have to do, Nina, is tell him not to do it. He's gentle but firm. Why, it's no problem at all if you use man-to-man discipline.
Are you sure of that, Cheez-It?
Well, of course I'm sure. Why, I bet I could train him not to snatch off people's glasses in 2 hours.
Sure, nothing to it, Nina, nothing at all.
That's exactly what I was hoping you'd say, Cheez-It.
Huh?
I'll be at the community center for the next 2 hours.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
And while I'm gone, I'll give you a chance to try your discipline.
But, Nina, we've got work to do.
Good old man-to-man discipline. Now, whatever you do, don't let Chipper get into trouble. Goodbye,
Nan. Jesus, I think she's trapped. My wife is a very smart woman.
Yep, just like Jessica. But darn it, Cheez-It, I think you were right.
You mean about discipline?
Sure, all you have to do is say, Chipper, don't break people's glasses. Gentle butt firm, see?
Well, let's try it and Chipper, not
what?
The dial.
Chipper, Doc Avery's radio! What?
Now, Chipper, look what you've done.
Hey, I think the darn thing has started working.
Local police are warned today to be on the lookout for the notorious bandit, Tex McGlone. Believed to be headed this way in a stolen car following a holdup. McGlone is said to be a dangerous criminal who is heavily armed and who will stop at nothing.
Hold the radio, will you?
Okay, I got it.
Wallet and Bobble's gasoline alley garage. He's a Wallet speaking.
Hello, Mr. Wallet. Do you people fix automobiles?
Why, yes, we do. What can we do for you?
My car is broken down out in the old back road near the state line. It's urgent that I get it fixed right away. Very urgent. Can you come out here?
Why, yes. My partner and I will come out right away.
Good. Make it snappy, will you? I'm in a hurry.
We'll be right out. A rush car repair on the old back road, Wilmer. Very urgent.
Okay, I'll get the tow truck on.
Let's get... Oh, gosh. What about Chipper?
Hey! Let's take him with us.
Well,
sure, Chipper. A little trip out in the country will do you good, huh?
Well, why not? And out in the country, at least, we'll stay out of trouble.
Thank you.
Just what seems to be wrong with your car, sir?
That's what I'm paying you guys to find out. I want it fixed in a hurry.
Hold here for a minute, will you, old man?
Sure. Come to Uncle Wilbur, Camp. There we are.
Now, let me check here, Mr. Smith.
Why are you turning on the radio?
I'm checking to see if you're getting any juice up from the battery.
Latest news is that the notorious bandit, Tex McGlynn, is attempting to make his getaway in a stolen car, a large maroon sedan.
Turn that off.
Tex is a large, swarthy man who wears very thick lens glasses.
Yeah, yeah. Turn it off myself. Now get busy.
Gee, this...
A large maroon sedan. Just like this large maroon sedan.
Yeah. And Mr. Wilbur, you're sort of large and swarthy, and you're wearing very thick lens spectacles.
Okay, wise guys, I'm also wearing this.
A pistol, .45.
Right. If you guys don't do exactly as I say beginning right now, I'll use it. I'll use it to show us my name is Spex McGlone.
Now back to Gasoline Alley. At this moment, the gunman bandit Spex McGlone has Skeezix and Wilmer at the point of a very ugly looking gun.
Put that rat down, will you? Both of you get busy and fix this car.
One of us has to look after Chipper, Mr. McGlone.
I said never mind the brat.
But I can't put him down out here in the country. He might get bitten by a snake or poison ivy.
Yep, poison ivy.
So you won't do as I say, huh? You're both brave guys. You there.
You mean me, Mr. Spack?
Just to prove that I mean what I say, suppose I use you for a little target practice.
Wait a minute, Mr. Speck. I'm not so brave.
No, Mr. McGlone, don't shoot Wilmer, please.
That's more like it. Now, you put the kid in the front seat with me, and I'll watch him while you work. Or do I start shooting, or don't I?
Yes, Jesus. Doesn't start shooting, or doesn't he? I hope.
All right, Mr. McGlone.
But if you hurt Chipper...
I won't hurt the little brat.
It's all right, Chipper. He won't hurt you.
There. Just sit there and be quiet, and Daddy will take you home to Mommy.
Okay, you two. Now get a move on.
Leave it. Mine will never forgive us when she hears about this.
Let's get this car running in a hurry. And we may not live to tell her about it.
What's taking you guys so long?
Just got to make one more adjustment, Mr.
McGlone.
Wilmer.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got a plan.
Let's start this guy's car and let him get out of here before he uses that gun.
The car will start now. You keep your monkey right in your hand.
Now, wait a minute.
Do as I tell you. You walk around on the grown side of the car, and I'll go around on this side to take Chipper out of the front seat.
Hey, what are you guys mumbling about?
I think it'll run now, Mr. McGlone. Step on your starter.
About time. Okay. Fine. Now take this brat out of the front seat.
Monkey wrench, Wilmer.
Take it up, will you? Take this kid out of here, quick.
Glasses, Chipper, glasses.
What's that you said?
Hey, my glasses. Give me back them glasses.
Wilmer.
Glasses, you're broke.
The monkey wrench, Wilmer.
I can still shoot.
Wilmer!
Oh!
Here, Nina. Hey, what's all the excitement about?
Chipper all right?
Well, sure, Chipper's all right, Nina. Why shouldn't he be with two grown men to look after him?
Oh, thank heavens. Chipper down the street was saying it could do some awful trouble, and I saw the police patrol wagon moving the ground.
That's right, the paddy wagon itself.
It had a passenger, too.
Good heavens, was somebody arrested?
Well, that's right, one of our customers. Wilmer and I fixed up his car.
Yeah, and then Skeezix told Chipper to smash off the guy's glasses and break them in.
And then Wilmer hit the guy over the head with a monkey wrench and knocked him cold.
Skeezix, how do you and Wilmer expect Chipper to grow up in a month or something when you put him such a... get all those eyeglasses.
It's all right, Nina. We gave them to him. Discipline, you know.
Discipline?
Why, sure. We thought we'd let him get it out of the system. So, with part of our reward money, we stopped by the 10-cent store and bought him a dozen pairs of beautiful bifocals.
Your Gasoline Alley friend, Steve Wallet, will be back in just a moment. And now, a message from your local Autolife dealer. And now, a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Steve.
Diggers is a crook, Wilmer. And besides, what he said just doesn't make sense.
I know, Felix, but that's what Diggers said.
There's something very funny here. When Diggers offers to sell us a new car for almost nothing, Wilmer, something tells me we're in trouble.
Thank you.